RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Jordan Phillips, Matt Prater, neither of those two will practice. The rest of the group will practice. We'll open up Mecole Hardman's window, and he will practice today. So time's yours.
How do you feel Christian's coming along, Coach?
Yeah, we'll see today. Moving in a good direction. I'll know a little bit more today and then certainly tomorrow.
Hey, Sean, you've got this year in your defense so many of these guys that have just aging veterans that have really stepped in for you and played well. Guys have come back to the team. Can you maybe quantify how important that's been? I didn't really get the young guys, but these veteran guys have really kind of stepped up for you.
Yeah, they have. You've got a group over here, as I mentioned, I think it was on Monday in the press conference, of big-time, experienced veterans, and you got a group of a quotient of young guys who are just learning what the NFL is about, right, first-year players in particular. So it's good to have some of these guys who can teach by example, number one, and then also get shoulder-to-shoulder with some of these young players to impart some of the wisdom that they've learned over the years just around the NFL and our system, what have you. And some of those guys in this part of the equation are also, real tone setters for us and from a toughness standpoint as well.
I don't know what else you can say about Josh Allen, but he seems to have worked himself back into the MVP conversation. Just reflect back to what you saw from him in 2018 and to be at 299 combined touchdowns and now an expected father and thrown up on the sideline and what have you. I mean, what do you make of this?
This is awesome, John. This is awesome. Want to pull up the family scrapbook and we can just sit down and kind of kumbaya and just page through every one of Josh's days and the journey here. You described it. He's a real human, right? And I say that because of some of the things he does, number one, that are up here, and then just overall, the human side to Josh Allen is, I also believe, what endears him, in addition to his play, to this community and to people, around the world, right? Because he's real, and I think that's refreshing in the day and age of, role models in the sports industry. So, and, some of the things he's done are unprecedented in terms of what a quarterback has been able to accomplish over the years and the ways he's done it and the way he and most importantly right now, is leading our football team. So as I've said before, if you're a young kid watching Josh Allen, I mean, you see the jerseys around everywhere you go, and it's pretty cool to watch if you're a young kid growing up watching him play and how he's handled himself also off the field.
In handling himself on and off the field, he seems to have accepted each challenge, whether it's marriage or what have you, and now fatherhood. How have you seen him expected fatherhood? How have you seen him not get distracted by all these human things?
I mean, he's done a phenomenal job. He does a great job of being able to compartmentalize things, and that's what you have to do. There's so much thrown at you, and a particular player like him, that is as popular as he is, that you have to be able to just kind of put things into a silo. And he does a great job with that, and it's not easy, I'm sure. But he's done a fabulous job of doing that, and that's part of what comes with the territory too of the level that he's at. So it's it is again refreshing to see just a real authentic person that also is the face of the franchise.
Hey, John, you and your staff have had a lot of success in adjusting the second half, especially on defense. What's that like for the players, and what have you learned about your team in having to do that multiple times? I know you do it every game, but substantially multiple games during the season.
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, as I've said before, a person that was in the league when I was younger said to me and to our staff years ago, hey, it's one thing to have a game plan, but it's another thing to have a staff that is able to adjust in the midst of a game, whether it is at halftime or, you know, second quarter, what have you. That's critical. And again, but it takes two, right? It takes the staff to be able to know how to do that, but also then the players have to execute that, because you can have adjustments, but the players aren't in a spot or a space where they're able to adjust and execute those adjustments. And so that combination of buy-in from the players is huge for us.
With the kickoff rules changing the way they did, there was a lot of speculation that running backs might actually be good at that, because it's kind of a running play once you get going. With Ray Davis, do you think that's part of why he had some of the success he had? He's a running back who knows how to run that play?
For sure. I think that's where you start, Sal, I would say. But then there's other pieces to that that come into play. You know, you see running backs being tried around the league. I would say you see wide receivers being tried. And it's, there are certain things that come with that particular play because it is unique that you have to possess. So the vision, play strength, some of those areas are just as important as just playing the running back position.
On that same note, Coach, you guys did a really good job in the special teams game overall. You limited Jones 5 yards, 3 punts inside the 20, making your kicks. I know you preach it, when that happens, how important is it, and what can they do for you to reiterate that in those meetings and in those rooms with those guys, how important that was?
Well, that's huge. I mean, you try and make sure there's three phases to every game, and you try and make sure, you know, you give yourself the best chance to win, winning all three phases, or for sure two out of the three phases. And so that special teams component is big for us, and will continue to grow as we move forward in the season here. So I thought they really played well, to your point, limiting Jones, which it's never about one person, you know, but the unit overall, limiting Jones, the returns that we've already talked about on kickoff return, and then playing penalty free, which was important for us as well. So field position is impacted on special teams directly, so it's an important part for us.
Over the last month, maybe 2 months, is there anything that you saw leading you to believe that Matt Milano still had that type of game in him? Is there progressions that you kind of saw day in and day out?
Yeah, right here, right there. That says everything. He has an elite mindset, and I know he doesn't say a lot. I know that's kind of been talked about, but he knows who he is, and he has a goal and a vision for himself, and nothing's going to get in the way of that goal and vision that he has for himself. And I have a ton of respect for him and how he goes about his business day in and day out. Like I said, I know you guys may not get a lot out of him, And I think he's okay with, again, knowing who he is and how he carries himself. So I respect that.
Sean, on Monday, Bobby was asked about this stat, the defense allowing 31 or more in a game. You guys are actually 4-0 in those games. And his response was pretty blunt. He said, it's disgusting with us, to be honest with you. How do you view holistically where the defense is in terms of, you know, you made key takeaways against Cincinnati that helped them to win. You've made these adjustments in games that we've talked about, including last week. But, you know, that number of points is, it's tough. It's tough living to continue to give up that many and still win. So how do you view, you know, holistically where the defense is?
Yeah, we're working to find the right combination of guys out there. As you know, we've hit some bumps in the road with just some of the guys being in and out of the lineup through the course of the season. I think the coaching staff has done a phenomenal job of managing that. And then players have stepped up to the challenge. And overall, I mean, you look at the game last week is what do you do when the moments are the brightest, when they need to stop? Five series in the second half, four stops. One was an explosive play, which can't happen, right? Back-to-back stops consecutively to win the game. You know, stop them on defense, go on offense, have to punt the ball back with giving them a chance to win the game, stop them again on four downs. I think that really speaks to the mental toughness of our defense. That said, to your point, yeah, we it's hard to win when you're giving up explosive chunks and they're scoring like they are. So we continue to try and spin the dial to figure out what's the best combination of players, of scheme, so on and so forth. So that's been the case pretty much most of the year. To your point, the takeaways in the second half, fourth quarter in particular, the Bengals game, I'm not sure we win that game without those two takeaways. So a lot of it's good, Jay. I know you want to focus on the negative over here. I'm going to stay focused on both ends of the spectrum because that's the perspective I have to have and how you get things corrected and we play our best ball. That's the goal moving forward.
With your defensive background, how much do you appreciate what Myles Garrett has done so far?
Yeah, special player. I mean, he's Hall of Famer. He's on the verge of, what's he need, two sacks or whatever to break the record. That's a hallmark type of season, right? So you turn the tape on, you're watching crossover games and Cleveland shows up, their defense, and overall they play hard, they're talented. They're talented up front, they're talented on the back end, in particular with the corner position, and it's a good combination. And then you watch him and you're going, that's special. You know, so there's only a few people, if that, that have ever done that in the league.
How do you prepare for special at that level?
Oof, it's tough. I mean, there's only so many things you can do, right? You watch people who try and chip Miles and you're going, and I'm watching the same, you know, tapes that I mentioned earlier here to John, and you're saying you can chip him. You can almost put sometimes three people I see on him and he just runs through it all. You know, he's just powerful, big, explosive, fast, has a feel for the game. So, yeah.
What can work for this offense when you get the downfield passing game going?
Well, it's a combination of efficiency and explosiveness together. That's when any offense is at their best. Can you be efficient and yet explosive at the same time? That's the combination that you want. So horizontally is important, but also vertically as well. So it's you want to be able to have both ends of that.
When Trey signed, and you do this a lot for your players, like make sure to set expectations of where they should be. And I remember you saying, like, there hasn't been a lot of guys that have come back off two injuries like this. And, you know, setting that going into the season, has he even exceeded your greatest expectations for what this could look like?
Oh, man, he is. He's this past week in particular, he really did a great job of playing at a high level. As I've said before, very few, if any, players have been more dedicated, more determined. I mean, let's just zoom out and go. Here's a young man that tears his knee up, comes back off of that the next season, I don't know, midway through roughly, give or take, ruptures his Achilles. I mean, some people don't come back from one of those, let alone two of those. And he continues to work, So it's a great example to me for other players out there who may be going through something similar, or young people who go, all right, the deck is stacked against me. What am I going to do? You know, and he has continued to work and push and push and push. And you're seeing that, right, in full color, in particular this past weekend. So we're all super proud of him and just, you know, proud to just watch it unfold, that type of work ethic, that type of resiliency.
Joe on Monday said that he wants to start the push for Reggie Gilliam to be a pro bowler or an all-pro. What is it about him that's made him kind of an unsung hero for you guys?
Yeah, you hit it, Jay. It's unsung hero. He also plays for us on special teams, as you're aware of, and, you know, point of attack. He's physical at the point of attack. More and more, there's an increased level of maybe fullbacks around the NFL. Like I've said, things evolve and kind of go in circular fashion here. What goes around comes around. So they went out of style for a while. Now I think they're coming back. Reggie has done a really good job for us, and he's a true team player.
Tom, what was the thinking behind Michael Badger as a kicker rebrand?
Thinking behind it?
Yeah.
Well, we don't have a kicker.
Part, but why did not?
Well, I mean, we like anything, we do a tryout, right? And we just do a workout and we see how it looks. And, you know, he comes with some experience and he handled the workout well. So it was a good workout overall with the two kickers we brought in. Tough decision, but we went in this direction.
What have you made of what you've seen of Shedeur Sanders so far?
Good player, good young player, off to a great start. You know, dangerous with the tool set that he brings to the table. You know, and he's done a great job. I think their offense has actually ratcheted up since he's been under center. So that'll be a big challenge for us.
In your opinion, what makes James Cook's vision believe, not just to find the right hole initially, but to find cutback lanes?
Yeah, I mean, it's similar to the question about Ray and what makes Ray good in the kickoff play. You have to have vision. Either you're a burner and you don't need vision, you can just seam like this wide opens up and you go and you're through it, or there's a combination of, hey, I got speed, but I also have an ability to see something before it actually happens or to have wider vision. The landmark may be here, but you can feel and sense out of your peripheral vision where the thing's actually going to be in a split second later, and then you go there. So that vision's huge. James has it as well, and I would say Ty does also, so our three backs do a really good job with that.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.